Hello, guys. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Foley J. Bless podcast. This is Foley, and I am here to say hello. I missed you guys. I'm so sorry, and I apologize to all the fans and family and the fam love out here that have been supporting the podcast. We have been off for a couple of weeks, and I'll tell you why. I met a wonderful woman. I met a Lord ordained woman, who is now my fiance. So guess what, guys? Your boy is engaged, and this is the real deal. Man, I'm so excited and so happy to be in this position today. Let me tell you guys a little backstory of how we met. So, my fiance, well, at the time, she was just a regular girl. So I happened to be working part-time in a sneaker store, and I'm usually there about one day in a week. And as I'm helping customers, three girls come into the store, one of them being her, and I asked them normally, like, hey, do you guys need any help? And they were like, no. And then, like 5 minutes later, she started dancing, and she's like, oh, let me stop, I'm a Christian. And then I overheard her, and I said, really, what type of Christian are you? I was like, I'm a Christian as well. And she says to me, what type of Christian are you? Are you like one of those fake Christians or like a real Christian? I said, I don't know what made me just automatically just went straight to the point. I said, look, I went into marriage. I'm that type of Christian. She instantly jumped up. She's like, I've been on the same journey for about 6 years. And it was crazy because it was like, it was a moment like, I was like, oh my gosh, it was so unexpected. And her friends were like, this could be your husband. This is your husband. This is your husband. And, you know, of course, she's shy, like, guys, like, you know, but we're also looking at each other at the same time, like, maybe this is my wife. And she's looking at me like, maybe this is my husband. So I'm like, let's see where this goes. So I asked her, I'm like, hey, I get off work in 30 minutes. I'm going to go to Bible study after this. Would you like to come? She was like, of course I would love to come. I was like, so you'll wait for me? She was like, yeah. And I didn't think she was going to wait for me. But at the same time, I was like, well, if she really been on this journey, she will wait. So she actually waited, and we had time before the Bible study started. So we had went to a Caribbean restaurant. So we go to this Caribbean restaurant before we go to Bible study, and we're sitting in the restaurant. We're looking at each other face to face, eye to eye, for like 15 straight minutes. And I had brought one of my employees to obviously hang out with one of her friends, because I didn't want her friend to seem like a third wheel. So we're not even paying them any attention. We're just looking at each other. And it's crazy because you guys know I've been telling you this story about the 24 legacy. So after us staring at each other for 15 minutes, I was like, okay, how old are you? She was like, how old are you? I was like, all right, let's do it at the same time. We go 24. When I told you that my eyes and I was so shocked and was like, this is ordained. Like, this was God's plan. Like, and I knew right there she was my wife. I knew right there. It was love at first sight at right there. So being that being said, now we just proceeded to have an enjoyable Caribbean dinner. You know, I find out that she's also Caribbean and half Asian. So it's like, ooh, I got an exotic one. And then to top it off, she's from London. So she has a UK accent, which is even more sexy. But most importantly, what was touching my heart, because if I do see a girl that could be pretty, it's what's in the inside. Is she a child of God? Is she a servant of God? And she was that. She was on the same journey I was on. So we knew automatically. And, you know, just 4 months, 4 months in of, obviously the next day she had went back to, she went back to London, where we went to Bible study. And we had a great time at Bible study. It was so fun, full of friends. Afterwards, you know, we spent some time with each other, went out to eat again, went to like a little bar, danced, and, you know, we really just was like, wow, let's just continue this. This is an amazing feeling. And, you know, we've been practicing abstinence as well, practicing celibacy. So we, no sex before marriage, of course. So we, so she was going back to London the following day, and, you know, we kept on in touch on FaceTime. We would literally sacrifice hours and days. We'll be talking for 12 hours a day. Sacrifice so much time, you know, long nights, early mornings, just so we can talk and communicate. And, you know, I flew out to London to go see her, to, you know, and I brought my mom so she can meet my mom. I also met her, some of her family as well. And then she flew out the next month out here to also see my mom. And we had a great time in LA again. And this is where I engaged to her in LA. So this happened about a week ago, around March 25th. You know, we already knew that she's the one. She knows I'm the one. So why waste time if you know she's the one? So I already knew I was going to propose to her when she got out here. So this is how the proposal went down. So it was a surprise proposal. My girlfriend at the time, which she is now my fiance, she is a big fan of Adidas. She loves Adidas. I'm Nike. I'm Team Nike all the way. I mean, later in my career, if Adidas happens to offer me more or whatever, and, you know, give me creative control and stuff like that, maybe I'll sign with Adidas. But I don't see that happening. I feel like my plan with God has always been Nike. It's very weird because I've had a story where people had doubted me, like, oh, you're never going to get a Nike deal. Poor George doesn't even have his own sneaker. But actually, poor George now has his own sneaker. So if you put two and two together, it's a matter of time that Nike reaches out. But moving along. So, you know, my wife, well, my fiance, she's, you know, she's Team Adidas. I'm Team Nike. She's Team Samsung and Androids. I'm Team Apple. You get what I'm saying? So I know she didn't like Nike. She's not really fond of Nike stuff. So at the surprise proposal, I had put the ring box in a Nike box. So I wanted to pretend, I wanted to do it in a place where I first laid eyes on her, which was at the Chic sneaker store. It was Chic in Chic Hollywood. So from there, at that point, I put the ring box in a Nike box, and I was going to go there, pretend like we're shopping. I had everything planned. I had the whole store in on it. I had even secret shoppers pretending to shop, everything. It was crazy. So while she's shopping, you know, she picks out like a Timberland and a Jordan shoe. And I obviously say to her, I was like, hey, check out this Nike shoe right here. She's like, oh, God. Then she opens the Nike shoe, and inside the lid it says, will you marry me, with the ring box on it. And the funny thing about it is my plan was to have the ring box with shoes in it, but one of my employees, he forgot to put shoes, or he just put the ring box. But at least she got the idea. So at this time, she was so shocked and surprised that she was already trying on shoes, so she had one shoe off. So she was so nervous. She was like, oh my God, no, really, right now? I gotta put on my shoe, because she didn't know who was watching. But I had everyone, secret shoppers everywhere. So I even had a professional photographer, everything. I even had people on the loudspeaker, controlling the music on the loudspeaker. So while she's about to open the box, One of our favorite songs is Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran, which is why what you heard at the beginning of the podcast. And she, when I played, she was like, oh my gosh, honey, this is our song. I was like, yeah, honey, isn't it a coincidence? You know? And we have a second song called For Life Runtown. I happen to be of Nigerian descent, so that's one of my favorite songs, love songs, For Life by Runtown. But I had these playing. I wanted them to play before and after she said yes. So I had people controlling the loudspeaker. So as she's like trying to put back her shoe, I tell her to stand up. I get down on one knee. I tell her how beautiful she is. I tell her, honey, for you the first time, I wanted it to be the first place. This is the same spot I first laid eyes on you. And I wanted to propose to you here. I wanted to make it special. I love you so much. I can't see myself with anyone but you. But the big question is, will you marry me? She said yes. And once she immediately hugged me, For Life by Runtown started playing. And then All My Secret Shoppers came out of nowhere to start a video cameraing her, taking pictures. And then I had a little boy come into the store with a bouquet, a big bouquet of flowers. It was nearly bigger than her. And she was just so shocked. She was like, oh my gosh, honey, this is, I can't believe this right now. And then we also had some apple cider and some champagne cups to spread to everybody and even the customers in the store to take a toast with us. So I said some few words of blessings and I had everyone take a toast with us. And it was such a great, great time. And then obviously after that, the next step was, you know, we were going to have our engagement dinner. So we took her to this beautiful Persian restaurant dinner. And, you know, we had the table reserved and everything. And, you know, while we're sitting down with a group of very close friends and a fun time, I said, babe, you have one more surprise. She was like, really? Another surprise? And she was almost tearing. And, but it was a beautiful thing, and I had someone bring a cake that had a bunch of roses on it, and she just was like, it was her heart, what you could tell, was melting, and we just had a great, wonderful dinner, and then we ate some delicious cake, and by the way, the cake is made out of caramel, and she's caramel, so it was like, it was very fitted. I'll throw that in there. but you know, overall, like, it was just, I'm so glad that God gave us the opportunity for this, because, you know, we've been waiting for each other for so long, and to finally meet and just know that it was the right timing, that it, like, we already knew each other. So by the time we just had to keep talking, we just knew, we're meant to be. This is for life. And, you know, afterwards we had the dinner, we went to an arcade, we played some games. And let me tell you, you know, like Dave and Buster's, it was something else. I don't remember what it was called, but they had karaoke. We did some karaoke. And then it was like a Dave and Buster's, but it was like a smaller, version of it. And she kept winning all the racing games. And I was like, I didn't understand. She kept coming in first. She was beating me in the racing game. And it was crazy because it was like, wow, honey, like, are you a superhero or something? Like, how do you keep coming in first? And it was even one time where the machine was broken down and it was only like one motorcycle. It was another racing game where it was two motorcycles, but one of them was out of order. She was like, yeah, you can play, honey. I was like, honey, nah, it's not. And I start the game, and I'm like in last place. I'm like, no, honey, it's not even fun because I'm not racing against you, and I'm not doing it. She's like, oh, it's okay. So I literally get off the motorcycle in an 11 or 12th place. Remember, the motorcycle comes to a complete stop. She hops on the motorcycle, and she still comes in first. So people had almost lapped me, and she still comes in first. So I'm like, honey, are you a Power Ranger? Like, how do you come in first Like, the first time was like, it's one thing to beat me, but like, now you're coming in first, and I was all the way in last place, like, you know. But overall, it was just a beautiful day, and I really, you know, I'm in love with this woman, and she's incredible, and we got a promise in life, and, you know, we're excited to use our story to inspire others, because, you know, nowadays, people don't think celibacy or practicing abstinence before marriage is even possible. And we're 24, so we know we've done it, and we want to be an inspiration to all people. And we hope that you and your relationship, you guys can take that stand, that you guys can take that leap of faith, and because it would just only bless your marriage in the long run. Like I say, my favorite quote is, sacrifice the temporary pleasures for the long-lasting happiness. And I have achieved long-lasting happiness today. So that's my message for you guys. Stay blessed. Love you all. Stay tuned for the next episode.